Sports Central. Athletics.
Oh, big night tonight. We've had a couple of big nights already, but tonight promises to be an absolute beauty. The Nitro Ats. Dave Colbert's on the line now. G'day, Dave. This has been a couple of really good nights for Ats.
Yeah, it has been. It's been a big 2 weeks, really, from the time that Usain Bolt first arrived to, you know, the gala dinner, the opening night. Two great shows on Saturday and on Thursday, and the final tonight. So sold-out crowd at Lakeside. Over 22,000 fans have bought a ticket to come and watch athletics. The television coverage on Seven's been amazing. And so all of that for something that didn't exist a week and a half ago. It's not bad.
Hey, and Dave, I guess a lot of cynics would have, you know, poo-pooed it and said, oh, it's not fair dinkum, he's not coming out or he's not trying. But gee whiz, it's been anything but that.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, some people, even just before it started, were, you know, Kelly Underwood said on Offsiders that he was only a 50-50 chance to run, and it was a big mistake. And tonight he's running two events. He's running the 150 and the relay, and totally committed to it. Loves every second of it. Said yesterday that he's never had more fun at an athletics meet. And, you know, that's the idea of Nitro, that the pressure's not on them. They're in a team format rather than competing, you know, being all about themselves. And, you know, we've seen the personalities of the athletes shine. We know Usain Bolt's a massive personality. But, you know, we've seen the personalities of Jenna Lacaze and Ryan Gregson, Luke Matthews, Morgan Mitchell, who's running three events tonight for her country to try and get the win over the Bolt All-Star. So, you know, that team versus team is something that we just don't see in athletics, and it's really shining through. Even, you know, the controversial finish on Thursday night when the Australian relay team clearly should have been disqualified and weren't, and Bolt blew up, social media blew up, talking about, you know, the event has to have rules and otherwise it doesn't have any credibility. And for something that was seen as a bit of a sideshow, you know, I thought that was a really important moment for the whole concept, that people actually wanted to be, you know, they want their team to be to win, whether that's Bolt or whether it's Australia. And, you know, in future, England and China and Japan or USA will have stronger teams. And then, you know, the competition will be on in earnest. So, you know, all of that's been really pleasing to see how it's unfolded. And look, there's a lot of tweaks that still need to be made to the whole thing in future. But for something that's never been tried before, it's been a phenomenal success.
And when you talk about, you know, Ryan Gregson and Morgan Mitchell and those Australian athletes who, you know, have got aspirations and the talent and ability to be at the top end of the sport, for them to be knocking around with Usain Bolt and the other athletes that are out here, you can't put a value on that, can you?
No, extraordinary. What about Riley Day, 16 years of age,
who, oh, yes,
you know, skipped the first 2 weeks of her year 12 in Queensland, and the opening night she had five teachers come down, her family here, you know, ran against Usain on the opening night, you know, incredible experience for her. Nina Kennedy, who's vaulting, pole vaulting for the Bolt All-Stars team, the 19-year-old from Perth, you know, had Usain, you know, standing on the sidelines, clapping for her, getting the crowd going and giving her advice before she actually ran down. You know, these athletes would never really get the opportunity to even meet Usain Bolt, you know, other than maybe a quick selfie on the bus on the way to a championship meet. So to have that happen has just been, you know, wonderful for all of them, no doubt.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. In terms of the public support, everyone been happy with that?
Oh, yeah, no question. Totally untested to do three meets in a week in the one city.
Yeah,
it doesn't really happen. Outside of championship, you know, Commonwealth Games or Olympics, it never actually happens. So, you know, they put extra seats in here. You know, I don't think anyone's going to lie and say that we didn't had hoped, you know, in our wildest dreams to be able to sell out all three nights, but we've come close, and tonight is a sellout. You know, up against the women's football debuting on the opening night, you know, I think if this was the first night and it was on next Thursday and the following Saturday, we would have seen those sellout crowds. So, you know, huge competition in Melbourne. For sporting events and other cultural events as well, Springsteen and, you know, Melbourne City versus Victory up against each other last Saturday night. So, you know, the support has been unbelievable. But the TV audience, you know, nearly had a million people watching last Saturday. It'll be similar again tonight. It's not live in Melbourne. You'll have to wait until 9:45 after the women's footy to watch. But, you know, prime time, 7 p.m. in Sydney, they're watching athletics, and it won its slot last week. And, you know, that's just... I can't actually believe I say it, to be honest. It's such a big boost for athletics and something that's really never been seen since, you know, the glory days of stopping the news to watch Landy and Clark run against each other in the 50s.
Oh, God, that is a long, long time ago. Dave, jeez, that is a nice way. But, I mean, it cuts up really well as a television presentation, too. I watched the highlights the other night. It looks really good.
Yeah, and I have to say that the TV crew behind the scenes have done a phenomenal job of, you know, bringing the personalities to life. But, it, you know, it is made for television. You know, the events, the field events don't start until, you know, the television is ready in that final round. And sometimes that means that the athletes are waiting for 2 or 3 minutes. And, you know, it, quite frankly, that's the way it should be.
Yep.
You know, there's no reason why, even at the Olympics, that can't happen. The last round of a field event, when the medals are decided, why should it happen, you know, off tape at some other time than when, you know, the major television networks say we're ready? That's life in 2016.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hanging on the edge. So, you know, you watch the Super Bowl, you watch the AFL, you know, they don't bounce the ball in the centre until they get the green light, which means that the TV networks finish their ads.
Yep.
And that's the way it should be.
Yep. We're not likely to see Bolt again. Tonight will be it, won't it, really?
No, we'll see him again. He'll be back. He's contracted for 3 years for Nitro. I doubt we'll see him run unless he changes his mind. He said that 2017 is going to be his final year. But, you know what, I think that, you know, having Usain Bolt as the captain and coach of the team and not actually running won't hurt the product much at all. You know, we've seen him run here this year. We know his personality. To have him on the sidelines for the whole night, you know, part of the commentary team, part of the TV show, part of the fan experience, you know, it'd be a little bit like having, you know, Muhammad Ali in your corner if you're Mike Tyson going into his next bout.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bad person to have on the sidelines. So, now we'll see him back. He loves Melbourne. He'll probably be back to the Spring Carnival, I would imagine. He loves, he couldn't believe how good that was. And, of course, his great mate John Stephenson will make sure he gets back here on a regular basis. So.
And that he doesn't get kicked by a horse when he does.
Yeah, well, he saved the day there, no doubt. But no, he's loved it. He loves the fact that, you know, he's been busy here, but he loves the fact that no one stresses him out. No one, you know, gets in his face. And, you know, if he's here at training, he trains and people stand on the sidelines and watch. And when he's finished, he'll sign a few selfies or whatever. But people don't hassle him. And, you know, even when he's out of Crown, and he'll be there again tonight at a party after the meet that the public are able to go to, you know, he just likes the fact that people are enjoying themselves and don't hassle him. He's there to have a good time and people respect it. So full credit to the people of Melbourne, hey?
With the Nitro, is that locked into Melbourne exclusively for the next couple of years, or is there...
Yeah, it's the Victorian government have got a 3-year agreement, and there are cities around, national federations around the world that want to get a piece of it, and SEBCO, who is actually about to arrive in the stadium in a helicopter, if you can believe that.
Of course.
And with young Isis Holt, the Paralympic medalist from Rio, and they're bringing in the World Cup trophy. And, you know, again, this is all the sort of stuff that you see, you know, at a grand final with a massive budget. And now it's happening in an athletics meeting. And hasn't been easy putting it on in such short notice, I can tell you. But the fact that all of that is happening and doors are opening and, you know, a phone call gets made to the relevant authorities and you can fly a helicopter into Lakeside and they all say yes, indicates that athletics has moved from almost 0 to 100 miles an hour in the space of a week.
And is this concept one you would see them taking and doing the tweaks you talked about and taking it overseas?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, could you imagine, you know, one of these things happening in the Bird's Nest Stadium in China in front of a Chinese audience with a full-strength Chinese team taking on, you know, USA and Japan and Australia and, or, you know, Las Vegas would love one if you've got a track. I don't know if they have, but, you know, the home of athletics in the US, Tracktown, USA and Portland, Oregon, you know, it would go off there. The whole way the thing, you know, plays out as a show, you can probably hear the music playing in the background. I'm at the back of the stand and, you know, it's just pumping. And, you know, for fans, the thing about this is the traditional fans had a big question mark. They come along and they go, you know what, I was wrong. This is it. This is the answer. And to see a packed house in an athletic stadium, you know, you can have your traditional athletics in front of no one or you can have this in front of a crowd. Which one do you want? And they're voting with their feet.
Well, you sort of fall into a funny category here, don't you? Because you're a marketing man by trade and your profession, but you're a traditional athlete by what you've done in your athletics career. Are you enjoying it?
Oh, no doubt. In fact, I've been, you know, I love the championships. You know, I love the Olympics and the rounds and all of that. I don't like the way it's been presented in those formats. I think that, you know, there's other sports that have tweaked and changed their formats and we've stuck with one that's you know, 100 years old. I think it can be refreshed. But, you know, we proposed team athletics. We, you know, had Grant Smiley play, you know, as a DJ at a track meet in the mid-90s. You know, so it's just been far too slow in making the changes that, that the sport and the athletes deserve. So, you know, full credit to Mark Arbib and John Stephenson for shaking people up and telling them it actually has to happen.
Is there a line there somewhere, Dave, where, that you wouldn't cross to, between the two?
Yeah, there's got to be a, no, there's got to be a line. And the line was crossed the other night when they decided not to disqualify the Australian team because it was good for the show. And, you know, it clearly wasn't the right decision.
Yeah.
You know, there is a line. The events have to have some... You know, what you're trying to do is showcase the extraordinary abilities of the athletes in a different way. And the Elimination Mile, you know, is one of those events. Rather than having a boring race with a pacemaker fly around or, you know, the three-minute distance, how far can you run in 3 minutes? It's unbelievable to watch the athletes do that. Kev, I've got to go because the helicopter's about to arrive and I need to be out there.
All right.
Sorry,
Dave Colbert there from the Nitro Outs on tonight. There are tickets available if you want to get down there and check it out. It's been an enormous success. And, look, terrific to see. Every sport's got to address it. Doesn't matter what sport you're involved in, you've got to address that you have to change with the times. And they've done it. I watched bits of it during the week last Saturday night after the footy. And then during the week, watched a little bit of it on Thursday night as well. And I'll go and watch it when I finish the thing I'm doing tonight. Watch a little bit more of it tonight. I don't know if it's turned it on its head, but it's certainly given some people some reason to go and have a look at people doing athletics. And we haven't done that for a very long time, let's be honest.